Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The Force has finally awakened, and fans will be joyful. J.J. Abrams has reinvigorated the Star Wars franchise with a fun, nostalgic, and action-packed cinematic adventure that retains the feel of the original trilogy while adding a few welcome new tweaks. Star Wars The Force Awakens welcomes most of the original cast, including Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill. Newcomers include Oscar Isaac, John Boyega, and Daisy Ridley, who join in on the fun. The dark side has reawakened. The new evil force is called the First Order, and the first order of business is to wipe out the Jedi. Luke Skywalker, leader of the Jedi, is nowhere to be found, so our ragtag band of resistance fighters must go it alone. Abrams brought on Lawrence Kasdan, the screenwriter of The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, to help him and co-writer Mark Arndt recapture the flavor of the initial films, and the move worked. In fact, The Force Awakens is much more in keeping with the tone of the original trilogy than any of those awkward, disappointing prequels. Yes, it has to be said, The Force is strong with this one. In an obvious example of counter-programming, Hollywood offers Sisters, a lame, raunchy comedy that's beneath the talents of its stars, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. It's an obvious attempt to mine the vein of crude humor that made The Hangover and Bridesmaids so popular. Had Fey and Poehler written and directed this opus, it may have worked. As is, they do their best to elevate the lazy material, but the results are mixed at best. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, is the fourth in the combination live-action computer animated series about the rowdy singing rodents. It's exactly what you'd expect, a harmless comic distraction for the kids that's generally tolerable for their parents. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM. Freeze!